Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in the metaphysics that guides our life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I'm normally joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, and they may be on shortly. It's a beautiful time right at the end of summer. And we see the moon is in Leo tonight, and the Saturn-Pluto conjunction conjunct the south node, which is so difficult this year, still cooks behind the scenes. And this week, the lineup of planets in Virgo, the sun, there's going to be a new moon in Virgo over the weekend. The sun in Virgo, Mars in Virgo, Venus in Virgo are all moving first into a trine with Uranus, the planet of change and transformation, and then into a trine with Saturn and Pluto. And that seems to me that it's calling us in to really inventory our lives, our politics, our ecosystem, take a good look at what needs to be shifted, and then make a shift in a good direction. Now, this trine from planets to Uranus, a trine is a lovely aspect. It is opening, encouraging, spacious, but sometimes a trine from Uranus can surprise us. If we think we know how it's going to happen, it's not going to be what happens. But if we think its job is to surprise us, take us out of our comfort zone, help us look at it from a different perspective, and make the most of it we can. Now, one small example for this for me is Uranus is retrograding back into an exact trine with my Mars at 5 degrees of Virgo. Mars is nearly on my Mars, and the sun is on my Mars, and I broke my leg a few days ago. So it's saying you need to take a break and you need to sit down and listen. So my job is to sit down and listen this week. And here's Mark Woltz on the phone. Mark, is that you?
Yes. Hello, Heather. How are you?
Well, I was just talking about the Mars-Uranus transits, which are a lovely trine being formed by them, which can normally make great changes to people. But since it was aspecting my Virgo lineup right on my Mars, I broke my leg. But
yes. In
that process, the leg breaking, I'm also getting, I have the perfect excuse to sit down, quiet down, and do deeper work. So it's been actually a very productive time. Once I got over the first 2 days.
Yeah.
It was about as minor a break. You know, the good news from Uranus is, guess what? You don't know what's going to happen. The bad news is it may hurt a little bit. It'd be a bit of a surprise, but see what you can do with a shifting gear.
Right.
And so I'm looking at that with the world all this week as Venus, Mars, and Mercury trines that Uranus, and then they all trine Saturn and Pluto, that we're asked to, you know, there's some unexpected and difficult things happening around the world, from the Amazon to our president acting out as usual to other upsetting shifts in gears. But with that also comes a new focus on building. As one article in The Atlantic talked about how, what Trump did that Obama never really could do was really catalyze the Progressive Party and ask them to take on responsibility for themselves rather than asking somebody else to fix it for them. And so I think of that as a trine from Uranus saying, you've got to do something different. What do you want to do? But it doesn't necessarily throw you out the door to do it yet.
Right. Uranus invites us to do things individually and as groups of individuals. And
yes,
that's really what's in play right now. It's it's a different sense of the collective. It's the collective of individuals rather than the collective as a mass.
Yes, and it is. And it's You know, it's going to be interesting to see how we feel that this week. I think it's a good aspect for the people that are going back to school, the Uranus trines, because it'll help them be, you know, that lineup in Virgo can be a little self-conscious, a little, you know, worried about themselves. You know, that many planets in Virgo can make a person, any of us, a little neurotic, because our worrywart side can kick in. But on the other side of it is we can also challenge ourselves to do our personal best, and this trine can help us adjust.
Yep.
Now, next week, for the people that are the kids that are starting school early next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, the moon in Scorpio may make it so that people don't feel like starting school. Some kids started today, and that moon in Leo is a great time for a first day of school. The rest of the planets on next week, I'd say to the kids, you know, put your head down and just get your work done, get organized, know where you are, and then start making friends on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Once the moon's gone into Sagittarius, you know.
Good. And Mars,
does that make sense?
As Mars moves along, it will conjunct the sun and start a new cycle of Mars and sun together. Venus.
So this weekend we have a new moon in Virgo, which is perfect for Labor Day weekend. But what do you think of in this process?
The new moon in Virgo is kind of the announcement of the Virgo season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the harvest, and it comes by work. So it's work that prepared us to have a harvest, and it's also work to bring in the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the labor of Virgo.
I agree. To bring in, to harvest what we've been doing, and that, you know, if you're going back to school, this Virgo lineup is a wonderful time to kind of think about, you know, what have you already harvested in your education? What have you already learned? What do you already know? And how do you take that and, you know, plant new seeds with it this fall? If we're looking at our work, again, what do we know? What have we learned? What can we harvest from it? And what seeds do we plant from that? And what seeds do we want to compost? What weeds do we need to pull up? We can look at ourselves that way. I just want us to be careful not to look at our beloveds that way, looking at them. What do I need to weed in you? You know, let them do their own work. Do you see that as one of the issues around this time of year?
Yeah, it's not doing your own work. Because you can't do someone else's work.
No, you can't. And I'd say that the new moon in Virgo, we just have to be very kind to ourselves in the process, because with that many planets in Virgo, it's easy for people to, you know, start listing the problems instead of the gifts. And the benefit of Virgo is looking on what is worth healing and what's worth growing and what's lovely and perfect already and how do we manifest that, rather than what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. So I just kind of keep an eye on that for yourselves. If you're feeling a little high-strung and nervous, give your mind something to work on, something to chew on rather than on itself. And see if you can look at one another and say, what's beautiful about this person? What's wonderful about them? What can I choose in the future? What can I appreciate that I want to see them blossom with?
That's a nice Virgo message.
Mm-hmm. And that's how to take that Virgo lineup and bring it on in a good, lovely way, which I'm feeling good about that. What are you seeing? You know, and it's also a seed sorting time in that we see what's not really going to fly. And we're looking at that in the politics this week. Kirsten Gillibrand just pulled out from the race. A couple of other people pulled out from the race. That it's a winnowing out of the field of who we know isn't going to, you know, grow a crop this particular election cycle. And, you know, we've still got a lot of sorting to do, but some candidates are really moving forward and others are stepping back. We need every politician doing the best they can to do good things in whatever position they're in. So I want, you know, I think running for president isn't the best use of certain people's talents, and I hope that they feel appreciated and loved where they can help, because we need them all.
Yep.
How are the politics in New York focusing on this?
Actually, I don't know.
That's good.
There's not a lot of noise being made that I hear.
Okay. That's not a bad thing. New York has so much noise in it going.
Yeah.
Also, there's a hurricane heading, not a huge one, but a Cat 3, heading towards Puerto Rico and towards the mainland. And it, you know, one of the things I see with a Mercury-Mars conjunction coming in is, you know, the unexpected can happen. Wind comes through. Now, it may avert the worst of it because this is all happening in this, it's a trine from Uranus rather than a square, but it still may be more wind and more unexpected events than we'd hoped. So I'm keeping a little bit of an eye on that process too.
Yeah, Mars Mercury stir up the wind.
Yes. And astrologically, Mark, what are you? What's going on in New York? Are you doing anything interesting? And talk us about your normal Tuesday night events, just so our audience knows.
Tuesday night, Ann and I get together and have our Access Astrology session, and we have a lot of fun. It's a nice gathering. People ask questions and make suggestions, and we sometimes have guests. This week we had guests George Courtney and Eric they both brought in charts, and Eric
wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I don't have a mind slip. But anyway, sometimes we have guests in, and it's a weekly thing. Not next week. We're taking Labor Day week off. But
good.
Yeah. And it's fun. We have a good, they're a good bunch of people in New York who like to look at
and
astrology.
And how can people find you if they're looking for that?
We meet at the Church of the Transfiguration, which you get to by going through the Open Center on 30th Street between 5th and Madison. So easy enough. And you can just look it up on our websites and you'll find out where we are. And then other than that,
wonderful.
And NCGR is having a big get together in Baltimore this weekend. Actually, Anne
that's
is
right.
down there now. And it's an annual or semi-annual conference by the National Council for Geocosmic Research, NCGR, a venerable astrology organization. So that's coming up.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and I would love to be there. It's just not my year for that, but it is definitely worth going for all those that can make it. And we hope that our group will be doing something together. Access Astrology will be meeting in New York in March. We don't know when. That's our hopes, I think. And we'll get more information about that soon. Now, and I am this fall, haven't quite started yet, but I'm going to be doing an online sort of intuition nurturing group that helps us start really working with one another and encouraging how we hear our intuition. And I'm going to be doing an online group where we do a chart clinic, where we put up charts and we talk them through, and we let young astrologers practice on a chart with me overseeing and guiding, but letting them do most of the work. So those
that's
will be coming up later on this fall.
Hmm? Yeah, that's a great way to learn.
Yeah, I did it in person for many, many, many years. And now it's time for me to take it online.
Yep.
So those are two possibilities. There's possibilities for everybody coming up. We've got a few people on the line. Let's take some callers.
Good.
And so, hello, area code 405. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. How are you all this evening? Thank you for taking
good.
My call.
Good. How are you doing?
I am good and grateful. My name is Sylvia. My birthday is April the 4th. 1961,
okay.
Memphis,
time?
Tennessee, 5:51 a.m.
Okay, 5:51 a.m. in the great city of Memphis.
Yes.
And it's the 4th of April?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mate's
birthday, so I remember it.
Okay.
Not different year, but same birthday. And
okay.
So you are Aries, Moon, and Scorpio with an Aries rising. How can we help you? What's your question today?
Two things. My question number one is I'm thinking seriously about relocating to the state of Colorado, and Denver, maybe Grand Junction.
Okay, big difference between Denver and Grand Junction. I'll tell you what. Have you spent much time out there?
No, I haven't been at all. I want to go and just visit first. Before I relocate, but about 10 years ago, I wanted to go and I didn't go. So now it's like, circle back around. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference in Colorado in between the east side of the slopes and the west side of the slopes. And the west side of the slopes gets kind of deserty pretty quickly. But you have a Mercury on the ascendant running through the east side of the slopes. And so, you know, to me that looks like, what is it that you're looking for to develop when you move out there?
Maybe do like be a spiritual health consult, do some.
Yep. It's going to be an interesting process for you with, Mercury isn't your strongest planet, but it's a strong line. So, and right now you have your Mercury at 20 degrees of Pisces. You might find it's a little easier to move out there after Pluto gets past 20 degrees, which it'll be passed by, January or February. But Pluto is going to be forming a sextile to your Mercury, and it's a good time to make explorations and kind of get information, but not always an easy time to move, because when you move into your Mercury line, you move right into the heart of it, and even though it's an easy aspect, from Pluto. So you're at this time of your life, there's part of you that's kind of wanting more out of everything and more out of life, but may find that it's a little bit easier in the springtime than it is this fall. Does that make sense? When were you thinking of going? We may have lost her on the line, so I'll just kind of finish up talking about this. She also has a progressed moon in Capricorn right now, and it's going to be coming up to conjunct Pluto in about 3 months, which can feel like wanting more out of life, and wanting more out of life than you've got at the moment. But, I would say that it's not an easy time to land in a new place. So my strong suggestion is, hey, it's got some good lines out there for you. Go visit. Don't actually move there until after January. Does that make sense, Mark?
Yeah, it does. And I think making the move is a good idea, but easing into it, preparing, and not just jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so waiting until after January will accomplish that. And
yeah.
She'll they'll go on a good energy.
Good.
Yeah, it looks good. Uh-huh.
So, well, I hope it goes well for her. Good luck, Sylvia, and we'll take the next caller. Hello, area code 563, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello. Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm sorry that you broke your leg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
So
okay.
Am I.
My birthday is in, it's May. It's May 8th, 1985.
May 8th, 1985. And what time?
Born at 7:20 p.m.
And where?
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. Des Moines, Iowa, which is a surprisingly pretty city, country. Iowa
yeah.
is much more beautiful than people have no idea until they get there.
Exactly. Thank you.
I used to live in Minnesota and North Dakota briefly, so I got the chance to go through there.
Oh, yep. You're just right up there.
So what's your question, and how can we help you?
Well, I've been trying to actively work on my chart, like to improve my life, because as you can see, like all of the power player planets are hugging that bottom of my chart, like making sweet love to all of those planets, and with like the South Node and Saturn on my moon, which happens to join my Sun North Node conjunction, which opposes my Saturn. And you know how Anne says, do your Saturn? Like I was doing anything but my Saturn during my Saturn return. So it was real rough. And
but you're still in your Saturn. Oh, okay, you're on your Saturn on the moon. Now you're not in a Saturn return. You're on Saturn on the moon.
Right.
So now
Saturn
is definitely time for you to think about Saturn, to own Saturn, to be at home in Saturn, but to make it on your own terms. And Saturn's going to be moving into a trine with your Sun, so it's saying good things about your shift. So what specifically is your question there?
I'm completely lost. Like, I have felt completely detached from myself since these, like, Saturn transits and the Jupiter over my Uranus and then Uranus hitting my descendant.
Well,
like,
Pluto
as
squaring
all this
your Mercury feels like the most powerful part of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That's the loss. That's the letting go of what you thought you knew. You know, whenever that hits you, and can be depression and can be dissociation even. But it's also helping you get down to letting go of what other people told you was the way to go and finding your own power.
That's
so
what it is, exactly.
Yeah. So part of it is not worrying about doing it right. What's your personal authority? And with your moon in Capricorn, I would say, and Saturn sitting on your moon in your third right now, what's your work? Tell me about your work.
I teach tarot classes, and I do theater on the side. But mostly I'm a caretaker for my mother right now because she's really sick.
Because Saturn's on your moon.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's also a sort of a cosmic, is that allowing you to take that you don't have to have a job that makes a lot of money because you're caretaking your mother?
Exactly, yes.
Right, so it's half a cosmic art grant and half just this heavy karmic completion between you and your mother.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, that's what it's felt like since the Saturn return started. And okay, because I'm wondering if it was surrounding her, because she's all Capricorn. And so it's fitting that my moon is right there in the center. But I'm wondering, because like making major life decisions at the moment, like job or like move or anything really profound like that seems to always get halted.
You know, I would say now is not a time to make profound decisions. You've still got another year of karma slogging, as we say. You know, that there are just times in our lives when it's not about where we're going, it's about the karma we're clearing and the work we're finishing with somebody. And, you know, you'll be done with Pluto square your moon by next fall, November 2020. There's going to be some breaks on and off this year. It's not heavy on you all the time. But I'd say give yourself another 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're feeling rebellious, moon's in Aries, but in about two and a half years, your progressed moon's going to come up over the horizon into your seventh, and, you know, it's kind of time for you to start cranking up your work. The next 14 months are really about being present with your mother and learning to healthier boundaries so that you feed your life force when you're not with her. So instead of rebelling from her, you're really taking on the responsibility of saying, right now I'm working hard, and half of my job is caretaking, and half of my job is building up what I'm going to need to manage the next phase of my life. And what do I want to be? Where do I want to be in 5 years? And what step can I take today that will help me towards that? Don't try to make anything big and huge. This is step by step. Because, you know, when in doubt in your chart, go back to the work. How do I find work that works for me? Just, you know, today, if I'm going to do a reading, I'm going to do a good reading. If I'm going to teach it, I'm going to teach it with all the structure that Moon in the Third can give. I'm going to, you know, by doing good karmic work that you can build into a career later.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you are working with your mom so that you never have to see her again in any other lifetime. Like, you know, if you do, that you can wave at her, but you won't owe her anything and she won't owe you, right?
Yeah.
And that's where you want to, that's the most important.
That's centered on your south node.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And opposing your sun. So you have to reconcile yourself to everything that ties you to that karma. And, you know, find the spirit of loving the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what it's been since the Saturn return started there in my first, you know, with the south node. And now it's like mirroring it over there transit wise in my third. And it is completely
remember,
like stuff
right after
childhood.
Your Saturn return, Pluto hit your moon.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Saturn's on your moon and Pluto is squaring your Mercury. But you've got, you know, the Saturn return was part of it, but what I'm feeling more intensely, you know, the progressive moon's been going through the bottom of the chart, which is about family karma slug, like getting in there and doing the work. And Pluto was on your moon, now it's squaring your Mercury. And it's also trining your sun, saying you're really growing in this process.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I have that feeling, like, overall, which is kind of ironic for me, you know, despite everything. But it does feel like it is a step in the right direction. I was wondering about that timeline, but 14, I mean, okay, yeah, and that's time to just be with myself and with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I had never thought of
it
that
good.
Way. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our great pleasure.
You made me feel.
We're gonna have to go now.
Much better. Okay. Thank you both so much.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. So,
good night.
Last message to the people for this Labor Day weekend. Narc.
Yeah. Now is the time to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Use your Mars. Work your Mars. And let things happen that really come from who you are.
Right. Consider spending the first part of the get your errands done on that new moon. Get your Labor Day weekend home improvement stuff done. On Sunday and Monday, it's more sociable and more picnic-y time and go, you know, like, what do I need to do to fill my wells before I jump back into work? But, you know, to really assess your work and get it going. So good luck, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
And this is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Montana, and
Mark Waltz saying goodbye from New York.
And Ann Ortley also says her goodbyes. You take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good. Okay.